Crawley Town does not have the, does not give the manager the finance that the world in football thinks they do. And a lot of it is perception rather than reality. And if people looked a bit deeper and seen two magical cup runs of nearly £3 million and seen transfers of two and a half to whatever it is, £1 million in the last, or in the last 20 months, they would soon realise that they've got a lot of money in the bank, and I think they've just released some of the figures. And they've got a fantastic squad, and probably a couple of those lads going to go for big six-figure fees probably in the summer window, should Steve Coppell now decide that they have, they should be sold, or should the board decide. So left a great football club, but joined another great football club that's got all the historical values, the huge fan base, 200, I think Chairman told me 250,000 people living in Rotherham. Mm-hmm. And from next week it'll be 250,000 plus one, me, so, because I live and breathe it. So from that point of view, we've got a wonderful platform here, so it's up to us.
Two good managers of this football club have failed recently, Ronnie Moore and Andy Scott.
Yeah.
It's not a poison chalice, is it?
Well, I wouldn't be sitting here today if Andy Scott had been successful. Andy Scott's a hard worker, as Ronnie is. Both were hard-working managers. Both good, in my opinion, both good managers. But, you know, a good manager's left Crawley, and Steve Coppell's got an opportunity to come back into football. I think it's evolution in football. I've never read a quote from Ronnie or from Andy saying that they never got back in by the chairman here. And the chairman told me he's going to back me, and it's probably fair to say he's going to back out a bit more because of the new stadium. You know, the best manager in the world once told me that if you're going to leave Crawley, which is such an exciting project, which it still is, pick it by picking your chairman, if you could.
How important is the stadium in your decision as well? Would things have been different if the stadium was a year, maybe 2 years away?
If it had been a year away, no, things wouldn't have been different because we'd have just had to win promotion at Don Valley. But it was a key factor. 2 years away might have been a problem because of the success we're having with Crawley. Mm. So from that point of view, the stadium's a massive factor. There's no point me sitting telling them they're any different. It's just outstanding. It's a mini Premier League stadium, isn't it?
This chairman demands promotion. I get the sense that you kind of thrive on that.
Yeah, and the chairman's identified that. I think the chairman's words was he demands that we're shown progress. I've described some genuine honest views to him that we almost, staff-wise, have an internal inquiry when we didn't win at Crawley, whether we drew or got beat. There would be, let's analyse this. Why? And we look at the DV three or four times. The various members of staff would look at the different areas of the operation, defensive coach, attacking coach, et cetera, goalkeeping, et cetera. And we'd be on a continuous improvement programme. And we spoke about this to the players. Players said they'd never broken down like that. So, you know, we have to create a culture where it's Rotherham and no one else matters. It's Rotherham United. No one else likes us. No one else cares. Because football's a very singular business. If fans are going to be excited all summer, they're going to see some great signings. And great signings doesn't mean great performances or great results. But if you don't get your recruitment right, it's time up.
What do you like about the players you're inheriting? Is there any sort of area that stands out where you say we can build around that?
Well, we tried to sign a couple of them, didn't we? We tried to buy a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tony Stewart kept saying no.
One in particular?
Yeah, one in particular. And I said to Lewis yesterday, I said, you should be living in West Sussex. And he had a little chuckle. And listen, I'm delighted he didn't tell him, because I'm here. Mm-hmm. But I think we've got, you know, you look at the boy Chris, well, he's a leader, isn't he? He's a leader amongst men. And I don't know Ryan, so they're saying, he'll read this. And they'll had a brief chat with him yesterday, as I did with everyone. And but you can certainly build around the likes of him. You can build around the likes of Grabbing, can't you? And I could name a lot more of them, but you can, you know, the boy Ravel up top gave us a huge problems in the two games we played against us. But we want more of them. There's more performances in the likes of Grabbing and Ravel and others I could name. And there's more time on the pitch for Creswell than he's had because he's been little injuries. And I feel sorry for Dennis, the physio, because just in layman's terms, yesterday he explained to me if it had been allowed to date Dennis's way, the boy would have spent more time on the pitch. I'm going to empower my staff to do their jobs. We've always done that. You know, Andy Dibb will be empowered. Tell me who the best goalies are, goalkeepers are, who we should sign. Tell me why we should sign them. If I agree with that view and we sign them, tell me why he's let that goal in. Tell me why he's not caught that cross. Tell me why his kicking's poor.